The time in your way of reckoning is coming into a critical number of days. We prefer to see it as sequential events. But since the knowledge of what these events might be is not available to you, time will have to be your way of being aware. We shall try to coordinate time-event correlation with regard to these events that are important for you to be aware of. At the moment, the contact between the parenting groups is the main focus. As things progress, we shall give you such information that is appropriate. The methods of contact between members must be such that no clear pattern is apparent and the language used must be vague. As we've mentioned before, certain words must not be used and certainly none consistently. Many of these people have their own pet names for those we often discuss. It would be well to avoid using these, but merely to allude to them or better yet not to refer to them at all. This will help to prevent triggering the watchdog systems that monitor you on your regular basis. All systems of contact are monitored. You would do well to get accustomed to that understanding. The more recently a method has come into use, the more easily it is monitored. Unfortunately, wire and tomato soup cans just can't fill the bill. So it is thought and caution that you must use your communication devices. The dilemma of face-to-face meetings is that if you meet in a public place, you will be noticed. And if you begin to meet in clandestine ways, you will be noticed. This begins to sound like one of your spy movies, but things are as they are. At this point, of course, there is no problem. But as there begins to be meetings among those of you who are app members of this project, two and two will begin to make sense to them. The ball must be passed onward and outward with little return contact regarding the project in a repetitive fashion. No one person or group of persons is to shepherd the project. All future meetings for business or personal reasons must purposely exclude any reference whatever to this project. Phone calls, etc., must not be for the purpose of comparing notes. At a certain time, the appropriate group shall come together for one meeting in which the ideas of the future experience of mankind shall be blended together. A simple statement of purpose will arrive at identifying a new genre of experience of the focus of this project. This is the time that the choices of to whom the baton is passed must be carefully contemplated by each person in a small group. Then each is to make their contact with the purpose explained in a face-to-face situation where it would be most difficult to be intercepted. Choosing through spur-of-the-moment decisions of appropriate basis is best. Your private offices are probably the worst. As I pointed out before, you are considered entities with special talents and are so of special interest to them. Do not underestimate your stature in their eyes. We know of no other way to remind you of these parameters without setting the stage like a cloak and dagger movie. Yet, as this is but indeed as a play once upon a small stage of creation, perhaps that is not at all inappropriate. So play your parts well. Just remember that your timing might not be as perfect as Bruce Willis is in the movies. This will come as perhaps a little late since the first of the meetings have already happened, but that at which is focused into this message has already been made to each of the contacts through other levels of knowing within the unconscious awareness. It shall be known to set the parameters. Other levels of your awareness are being instructed in this process in other ways than this. We are pushing you, but once the process has begun, it shall move more quickly than you imagine, for the pressure builds. The understanding of the hell that is planned for each and every human spirit shall cause the focus of a new paradigm to appeal to each contact at the spiritual level to a profound degree. A desire to participate and help with the solution to the planetary dilemma will be like letting go of a long-held breath within the spirit of each. An overwhelming gratefulness shall bring forth the action necessary, for it is said, God loves a grateful heart. This is true, and much can be accomplished through this emotion. It causes an uplifting of the spirit. Certainly, those of you who have been in service through the spreading of the truth to your fellow human beings can use an uplifting. As the acceptance of the future plans for this planet has come into your understanding, the failure of the people to grasp this, and their refusal to believe its existence, has caused you to face many a discouraging hour. But you have continued on with your spreading of the truth. Isn't this a glorious change of focus? The understanding that at long last there is a way, a plan to take shape, and the forces of creation are indeed here to help. This shall be a pivotal point within each consciousness that will bring forth a change of attitude and will begin to draw on multitudes of awakening people. It's not that the message of truth, what is present and surrounding them, will be different at this stage, but there will be a certain underlying attitude that will be the first trip of a trigger to each listening awareness. It will begin to be discussed, and the message will pass from one to another and gather momentum. no longer will it be limited to those who listen to the talk shows and lectures. Those who have read and informed themselves shall be asked to inform and explain. Faithful tellers of the awful tale, you are the avatars of this time. But in the new paradigm, victim martyrdom has no place. It's not in the plan to allow that pattern to continue. This information is for your consideration. May your experience be filled with synchronicities and loving encounters.